One of the most talked about films of the year has been Hereditary, an American horror film starring Toni Collette, which tells the story of a woman's descent into depression and madness after the death of a family member. This descent culminates, as it often does, and I'm sure it has in other people's experience, with ghosts, seances, and a satanic cult. All wonderful, fun things. The film continues a noble tradition of Satanist films, a subgenre of horror films, which flips the traditional gender dynamic. Rather than existing merely as a fleeing victim, women become the aggressors, positioning themselves as witches and sorceresses. To discuss all things Satan this fine Thursday morning, I'm joined by Emma Westwood, co-host of the film show Plato's Cave and on 3RRR 102.7, and author of upcoming book The Fly, a study of the David Cronenberg film of the same name, published by Auteur Publishing. Thank you for joining us this morning, Emma.
Thank you, Sam. I can't think of anything nicer to do on a Thursday morning than talk about
well, we have all this fog here in Sydney, so, you know, it's kind of the right mood anyway.
Oh, wonderful.
So this in these Satanist films, you know, you have this flipped gender dynamic where, you know, women are always the victims, they're running away, they're being, you know, pursued, murdered, and so forth. But in these Satanist films, why do they offer such a conducive space for women to express their identities and take control?
Yeah, it's interesting. The whole Satanism thing's connected to this concept of spiritualism, which is played out in Hereditary, quite strongly in Hereditary, actually. And spiritualism was a movement that was largely linked to women in the mid-1800s it came about. It's based fundamentally a religious movement, and it focused on being a conduit to the dead, or being able to speak to the dead. So that whole idea of seances and Ouija boards all comes from spiritualism. And women have always been seen as being able to have, I don't know, a more of a sixth sense of, than men, being able to tap into that idea, which has come through, you know, been perpetrated through the generations with witchcraft, notions of witchcraft and so on. Mm-hmm. That women have been able to or magic. So I guess that in that realm, it means that, you know, the spiritualism and Satanism in film, it means that women get to have a position of authority or control.
And often in these sorts of films, there's a trope of women not being believed by men in their life. Why do you think the Satanist film is so good at tapping into this particular fear?
because it often happens.
Yes.
I think that the Satanist film, well, it sort of allows it allows women, because it's the idea that the women know something that men don't know, and that men can't speak to the dead, mm-hmm. and therefore the stretch is made to the devil in film. That's how it's kind of perpetrated through that.
So it's kind of tied back to that women being better at spirituality and you know,
communion
with the afterlife than men.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's something that, it's the idea that women know something that men don't know. And it's played out really nicely in the film Hereditary, mm-hmm. because we've got the Gabrielle Byrne character who's playing the father, who's a central character. A family piece who really has no idea what's going on through the entirety of the movie.
And it's kind of a bit of an old trope as well that, you know, women always are attracted to the bad boy, and it's hard to get a lot more bad than Satan himself. Is this sort of like, you know, this kind of concept of, you know, women being attracted to and you know, drawn to this Satan, satanic figure, the devil, is this a bit of an outdated kind of mode of, you know, feminism?
I think it really comes from... in the 60s, I think it developed more in our modern times more than anything, because we had the rise then of a lot of liberation aspects for women, as in, you know, the contraceptive pill and the change of culture, the rise of the hippie culture and so forth. And, you know, so it allowed women to be much more freed from the shackles of normal society. What was your original question? Sorry.
I was just wondering, you know, the sort of like idea of being attracted to the bad boy is a little bit, you know, seems a little bit outdated.
I think that it's it probably is a little bit outdated, to be totally honest, because it does go back to that sort of 60s idea, you know, where you've got people, you've got the other, it's the other culture, the rise of another, of the otherness. So the idea of, at the same time we had the Church of Satan that came about, and women were, you know, there were famous women like Jane Mansfield who were attracted to this Church of Satan, although despite the fact that the Church of Satan had Satan in its name, it was, they're an atheist church. So it was more the idea was about celebrating the fact of being human and being, you know, having human failings and being being sexual animals and having animalistic desires.
So,
Yeah.
So Emma, from what you're saying, it's still kind of, these films are still playing pretty much into sort of standard gender tropes in society. From, you know, what you're saying about spiritualism, is there really much kind of contravention of norms really in these films, or do they kind of, you know, like offer, you know, space also for men to be very reactionary to, you know, women's independence and sexuality and kind of perpetuate this?
I think that these films, horror films in general, offer a number of creative outlets. I think horror is, as a genre, a film genre, is the most creative film genre that's out there. So it does allow us to explore a whole lot of things in terms of gender identity, gender reactions, gender fears, and really reflect what's going on in society at the time. So something like with Hereditary, it's really, I think that film shows in a lot of ways, and without, you know, spoiling the plot, the idea of older women and the power that older women can have.
Right.
It sort of shows it in a nefarious way, but it's definitely there. We're an aging population, and we only become, not that we're always an aging population, but we have much more of a mass of aging population that is still integrated into society and still active without being just, you know, tucked away in nursing homes. And women play a huge role in that aging population. I think this film really shows that there's a power dynamic that women have.
So it goes back to that sort of assertiveness and action and having control of your own sort of destiny rather than passively standing by and being acted upon.
Exactly.
And is it at all significant, Emma, that most of these types of films are still, in fact, directed by men, or is that just kind of a given?
Yeah, it's interesting because what you say is really true. Women are very active in horror filmmaking and are only getting increasingly so. But in terms of the spiritual and satanic or, possession type films, they seem to be mainly directed by men, even in this day and age, which I'm not entirely sure why that is the case. Maybe because women do feel like that their identity has been played out in that realm, and it's a bit more interesting for them to move into vampirism or cannibalism or something like that, because there have been a lot of notable examples recently of women filmmakers delving into that area. But there's been a couple of witch films, very significant witch films, recently that have been directed by women, but strangely, they don't fall in the horror realm, even though they're about witches. So something like I Am Not a Witch, which came out this year, which is an African film that and looks at the idea of witchcraft or dealing with witchcraft in a contemporary African setting. And then Annabella's The Love Witch, which is more of a, you know, in some ways plays on comedic aspects of the sexploitation era of the 60s and 70s. Both handle witchcraft, but not in the horror sphere.
Yeah, it's a real ongoing puzzle that we can only hope will change if we keep working at it. But thank you so much for joining us this morning, Emma, to talk about it. It's very interesting.
That's okay. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sam. See ya.